tell you the potential invasive risks to Florida. You might have them in your yard, so you're going to want to check that out. And if you missed it, you can go to Better Lawns and Gardens on iHeartRadio or anywhere where you listen to podcasts, and you can hear it 24/7. So it's important to just know the new invasive plants that are coming up because they may be in your yard. Let's get a word from John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is hand pollination, also known as mechanical pollination. This is a technique that is used to pollinate plants when natural or open pollination is either undesirable or insufficient. The method of pollination is done by manually transferring pollen from the stamen of one plant to the pistil of another. The pollen is taken from is called the plant the pollen is taken from is called the pollen donor or pollen parent, while the plant receiving the pollen is the seed parent. Hand pollination is often done with a cotton swab or small brush, but can also be done by removing the petals from a male flower and brushing it against the stigmas of a female flower, or by simply shaking flowers in the case of bisexual flowers. Why do you hand pollinate? Well, the most common reasons for choosing this method indicate or include the lack of pollinators, keeping control of cross-pollination between varieties grown together, and creating specific hybrids. Examples of hand pollination are found most commonly in vanilla orchid plants, which are transported to areas where its natural pollinator doesn't exist, or the plants are grown in greenhouses, urban areas, or with a cover to control pests, where natural pollinators cannot reach them. However, they're not the only reasons, and variable techniques for hand pollination has arisen from many specialty crops. For instance, hand pollination is used for date palms to avoid wasting space and energy growing sufficient male palm trees for adequate natural pollination. So to be sure, you have to identify the female and the male flowers. You want to look for a swollen structure at the base of a flower that looks like a mini squash. Take a small paintbrush and transfer the yellow pollen from the male flower to the pistil inside the female flower. You want to be sure to use freshly open flowers and transfer the pollen during the morning hours. Within a few days, you should know whether you were successful. Some types of plants that need hand pollination are squash and cucumbers, corn, pumpkins, watermelon, and figs. The dirty word of the day is hand pollination. And if you look to our newsletter or to our Facebook page, we will have the photos up, and you can kind of tell which is the female and which is the male flowers, and that'll help you out. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We are having a poll on whether Gerald should be an inside turkey for Thanksgiving or an outside turkey for Thanksgiving. You can let us know on our text messages, 23680. If you do not get Better Lawns and Gardens on your local station, please ask them to carry it. If you only get 1 hour of it, and there's some stations in Florida that only get the second hour. So if you want to listen to the entire show, you can go to iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Apple, or wherever you hear podcasts. I have on it, you can listen to my top five horticultural gardening tips, and then also my dirty word of the day there as well. I wanted to let you know that because of the hurricane season, you're not going to be able to find as many poinsettia plants, okay? You're going to see a sharp increase in plants from the nurseries that were destroyed in the hurricanes Milton and Helena. So if you see poinsettias and you want them for your party or for Thanksgiving, grab them because you're not going to find that many around this year. They're talking about a decline in it, and it's so sad. So just be on the lookout. Shrubs and flowers are going to increase in cost, and then also poinsettias are going to be hard to find this year. So grab them when you can. We're going to have Randy Schultz coming up. He is the editor of Home Garden and Homestead.com, and he is one of Santa's best friends. He got with him, and he knows what is on Santa's list for good gardeners, and he's going to give us that list. I'm very excited because I have some of these gifts, and I can guarantee you your gardeners will love them. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Next.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Florida is kayaking country. Kayaks are a great vessel for exploring the state's beautiful waterways. But it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Get your boater education and learn about you and your craft's abilities. It'll help you have a safer, more enjoyable time on the water. Before you go, know your limits and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions, so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's almost time to hang the mistletoe, decorate your Christmas tree, and wrap presents. Have you gotten all your shopping done for your family and garden friends? If not, our next guest, Randy Schultz, has peeked into Santa's bag, and he has the perfect gift list for you. Welcome back, Randy. How are you? Got him? Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Randy. He's on.
Ho, 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 I'm here.
There you go. Oh, good. You had us a little scared there.
So, a little pregnant pause.
It's so good to have you back on. You've been traveling. So where have you and Patty gone this year?
Well, we went to Europe in the early fall. And I got to tell you, traveling is good for the soul. Even for gardeners, it's hard to leave your yard and your garden. But we had somebody come in and water for us, and we went off on a grand adventure.
Excellent. Well, I agree with you. Traveling is wonderful, and getting to see so many beautiful gardens is great. So one of my favorite reasons to have you on is that you're one of Santa's biggest helpers, and you know exactly what I want for Christmas. And so tell us, you've got a great list there. What is the first gift item there?
We do have a great list, and these are all new things that your listeners probably don't know about. The first one is called Plant Life Support for Indoor Plants, and it's a gift for everyone who has ever forgotten to water a houseplant, which is pretty much everybody who has a houseplant, right?
Right.
This little gift, it looks like a little hospital saline bag. Then you simply add water to the IV bag, and it drips water into the soil for up to 7 days to keep a plant alive. That is a great gift.
It is, and I think it's a wonderful gift that you have gardeners who are nurses or doctors, and they have houseplants in their offices or in their homes. I just love the bag. It's really very, very cute, and it's just a great way to take care of your plants. So I love this idea, and my daughter is asleep right now because she works the night shift, so she's getting one, I'm telling you right now.
All right.
And so what do we, the next one is one of the best garden tools I've received for my birthday. It's perfect for every gardener. I love mine. And so tell us what it is.
Yeah, I know that you love this, which is great. Your listeners are going to love it too. Farmer's Defense Sleeves that protect arms from scratches, scrapes, and sunburn, which, of course, we all get if we're out in the garden.
Right.
These sleeves are lightweight and comfortable, unlike the long hot sleeve shirts that I and you and everybody else typically wear for arm protection in the garden.
And
these are polyester. They fit snugly. They resist snags. They're just wonderful.
It is wonderful. And I will tell you, if you're working with roses or bougainvillea or anywhere where you have, you know, thick, spiny plants, they protect you from all the thorns. I love them. But what I love about them, Randy, is that I can put them on and they don't feel hot. I can wear them around all day long if I'm working out in the yard or in the grocery store. I even had someone come up to me and say, where did you get those? I can't be out in the sun and I need those. So this is a great one. And it comes in so many beautiful colors.
Mine, it's like a fashion statement in the garden.
It also
it has everything. It's a great gift.
It is. And so, but mine have marijuana on them, and I did not know them. And so I'm wearing, it looks like tattooed. I've got tattooed weed on both of my arms. And so I tell everybody, it's not marijuana. It's a cassava, or I'll say it's a Japanese maple. It's not weed. And so
I love it.
But they are so good, and they're so easy to wash. But I literally wear mine nearly every day, and I love them. What's your next one?
My next one is for bird watchers, bird lovers, which most of us in the garden love birds. And I happen to love hummingbirds. So a high-quality red glass hummingbird feeder made the list because by design, it attracts hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are attracted by the color red. And this is a glass container. It's made really well. The glass never fades. The five red flower feeding ports attract the birds. This is just, it's a great looking gift, and it's really functional in the garden.
It is. It's so elegant looking, and it will be nice on your patio, but it's also very easy to clean, and people need to understand that they need to clean their hummingbird feeders, and this one is just very easy to maintain.
Yeah, it's a great choice.
Now, where would they find this?
Oh, all these gifts are on Amazon.
Okay, good.
I mean, if you can't find it in your local garden center store.
Okay.
Everything we're talking about is on Amazon or Etsy.
Okay. And the next one is a wonderful gift, I think, especially for this year.
Yeah, you know, poor Floridians. I love the next tool. It's a little mini cordless chainsaw. It's electric powered. This puts a lot of cutting power in the palm of your hand, and it only weighs 3.3 pounds. So anybody who's got tree branches to cut or anything to clean up in the garden, having a mini chainsaw like this is really a great time-saving tool.
It is. And Charlotte in Plant City can get that for her tree. We were just talking about cutting it, making sure the branches were cut correctly. This would be a great tool for that. And so many people, especially single women and even teenagers can use this tool correctly. And it's wonderful. So I do appreciate that. And it's something everybody should have here in Florida, especially if they have those large trees. So you have another tool that Floridians are going to love too as well.
Well, you know, a gardening apron, I'm calling it a tool, but it's really designed to be the ultimate harvesting tool. It's got sort of a kangaroo pouch. It holds lots of fruits and vegetables. So if you go out and pick things from your garden, you can be your own little kangaroo helper and bring all this stuff back in really easily. And when you're not harvesting, this great gardening apron, put your garden tools in it. Put the stuff that you're using in the garden in it, and it frees up your hands. Just a really practical gift.
It is, and it's very attractive, and it comes in some beautiful colors. But I love the way, instead of having to carry around a basket, you know, through and picking off your cherry tomatoes or your peppers and all of your vegetables that you're harvesting or your herbs, you can just slide it right into that pouch and very easy to carry it all inside. So I love that one. That's great. So the next one I think is fabulous.
Well, as you know, there's no shortage of garden gloves in every garden center and big box store. But basic gloves are for basic gardeners. This particular set of gloves, the Pine Tree Tools bamboo gloves for both men and women, are made of breathable bamboo fabric to keep hands cool, and bamboo naturally absorbs perspiration. So it's a great pair of gloves. And one of the things I hate about cheap gloves is you can't, your fingers can't pick up small objects, and you have very, very little feeling.
Yes.
Well, these gloves have quote unquote, I love this, bare hand sensitivity.
That's great.
That really lets you work in the garden and pick up little things and do what you're there to do.
Well, what I love about it is there's so many people out there that want to be sustainable, and this is a great way. Bamboo is one of our most important economic and sustainable plants of the 21st century. And so from floor to furniture to carpets to clothing to construction. And now it's a great Christmas gift for gardeners, that bamboo. And I will tell you, I don't wear gloves a lot because I do have that sensitivity. I need to be able to feel the plants and be able to use my phone while I'm wearing it. So it's wonderful. And I love the colors on it. So it's great, too. So what's next?
All right. Now, because gardeners also appreciate fresh food, I threw in one of my favorites because it's the Home Garden and Homestead Bread Basket and Bread Warmer Stone. And this enables you to bring a loaf of fresh bread that you may have just baked to the table and keep it warm. You put the warming stone in the oven. It stays warm, nice radiant heat. And it's a great thing for, oh, I don't know, Thanksgiving or a Christmas dinner.
It is. Nothing, you know, there used to be a commercial that's from Pillsbury that said, nothing says lovin' like something from the oven. And I'm telling you, a great way to use your herbs and edibles. And it's great for children. Get them started to make bread, too, as well. Or your dad or your husband. Tony loves to bake bread. And so this is wonderful. And we do have it. So I'm very excited that it's on your list. It's a great, great thing that's, you know, not only practical, but it looks beautiful. And the warming, the stone, the bread warmer stone is good. So what is another great gift from Santa's bag?
Well, let me just say real quickly, all the gifts that we're talking about are, you can find them at homegardenandhomestead.com. Our first story on the website is a roundup of these gifts. So that's where you can go to find out more about them.
Great.
Do we have time for one more?
One more real quick one, Randy. Thank you so much for keeping track of time.
Gardner's Hand Therapy, a really classy, really wonderful lotion from Crabtree and Evelyn, a good brand. This classic Gardner's Hand Therapy is perfect for moisturizing and pampering tired, garden-challenged hands. And we've all had those in the garden, haven't we?
We have, and it's a great stocking stuffer, very elegant, very Downton Abbey-ish. So I love it, Randy. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us Santa's gifts. We're going to take a few minutes break. We're going to be right back from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's a great time now for your gardening questions. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680, like Colette did in Winter Haven. She says that, is it still a good time to put out your pre-emergent? And no, Colette, save it until the springtime. You can go ahead and put it out at the end of January, first part of February, and you will catch the weeds from starting germinating in the spring and summertime. Okay, right now the weeds for winter has already, they're starting to grow right now, so you wouldn't stop them. So it's no need to put it down now. I would wait until the end of January, first part of February. Great question. What can you be doing right now? Well, Linda in Zone 8B, go ahead and you can sow that ryegrass. Right now, it's a good time to put the seed out. Remove and compost any fallen leaves on your turf grass. You want to make sure that your turf grass is getting as much sunlight as possible. And if the leaves have dropped and created a barrier between you and the sunlight, then you want to go ahead and shovel them up, rake them up, put them underneath your shrubs and in your garden beds or in your compost pile. They will be, they'll go ahead and decompose, and it'll be great for the springtime. If you have areas where you have having a hard time to grow grass, even with shade-tolerant turf, you need to have at least 4 to 5 hours of sunlight a day. If you do not get that, you're not going to get turf to grow. Go ahead and put down a ground cover. If it's an area that's like about 10 feet wide, 8 feet wide, go ahead and put stepping stones down in the middle and plant around it. No need to try and force grass to grow. You're not going to be successful. Make sure your poinsettias receive no nighttime light right now. Keep the soil moist and feed them monthly. Also, too, if you're seeing your leaves decline on your crepe myrtles and any of your flowering trees or your deciduous trees right now, that's normal, okay? And you don't have to worry about it. There's no reason to spray. It probably is a rust or a fungal disease issue from the rain time and from the hurricanes, but you don't need to spray it because the leaves are going to fall off. No need to work yourself up or stress out or put any effort into trying to get them to recover. Even your plumeria, you'll start to see rust issues on in the late summer, first of the fall time season. And so make sure, though, you pick them up and bag them and throw them away. If you leave them in the ground and they get back into the ground, those spores, those fungal spores, are going to just stay in the ground and they're going to be there next year and cause your plants to get the disease again. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. Let's go to Walter on the Space Coast. Good morning, Walter. How can I help you?
Good morning, young lady. I appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you.
And as I was telling Liz, that you're in my phone under Tom McCubbin, and you have been for the last 30 years. Anyway.
Well, that's good. Tom's going to be with us. We've got a great New Year's show coming up where you'll get to hear Tom. So I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
He knows me from back in the 60s, for crying out loud.
Oh, anyway, my goodness.
Let's just not date ourselves, okay? So in any event, I wanted your opinion, because I've been doing this forever. I'm born in Melbourne, and I've lived all my life on South Tropical Trail, Merritt Island, which is at the south end of Kennedy Space Center, and it's Cape Canaveral. And in any event, I was mowing yards when I was 6 years old. They're not yards, they were groves. And I won't tell you the name of the people, but anyway, they were mango, oranges, avocados, and all of that stuff. And we didn't have such a thing as root tone, but I wanted to know what your opinion was about root tone for grafting, because everything that you got, if you wanted a Valencia, you had to graft it.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa did not have root tone. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I agree. And yeah, no, it's a great product. And through scientific research, we know that it helps stimulate roots. It's a hormone product, and it also helps it from getting disease issues. And so it is a good product. I think you should use it. But if you don't have it, you know, it's okay. But it will help you have so much more success in grafting and rooting your plants. So, yes, I do agree.
My neighbor across the street, his wonderful avocado blew over during Milton.
Uh-oh.
And he cut it down to nothing. And I was very upset with him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so why did you do that? All we had to do was stand it up straight, and it would still be bearing fruit, not this year, but next year. But so I went down to another friend of mine, and I got another batch of, I got another cutting.
Yes.
So that was my point, and I wanted to, Jose does not understand English very well. So I tried to explain that to him, root tone.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you did, Walter. If the world would only listen to us, the world would be a better place.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank 100%. You so much, Walter. I appreciate you listening in for all these years, and I know Tom is going to love hearing from you, so I love that. So let's see. Here we go. Please tell us again where we can get Randy's wonderful gifts. As always, thank you for all you do. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, all of the first or the second hour gift list from Santa, we will have on our Facebook page. You can also go to homegardenhomestead.com and find it there. And you can also find all the gifts on Amazon, too, as well. Thank you for that text message. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have another segment where we can answer your gardening questions. 1-888-455-2967. You can give us a call and get right in, or you can text 23680. If you're new to Florida and you don't know, we're on every Saturday morning from here from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And you can listen to us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can hear us during the week, and you can also subscribe. So you can go to our Facebook page and like us. We would love that. Give us 5 stars. And then, right, Lizzie? Mm-hmm. We deserve 5 stars.
You know, I'll give it to the listeners because, you know, to be honest with you, I think our listeners deserve the 5 stars. So
you are so good to our listeners.
Well, they're good to us.
They are. They are. I really appreciate that. But you can also never miss an episode. You can subscribe to iHeartRadio and to our podcast. So check it out. We'd love to hear from you and have you there with us every week. So Charlotte, back in Plant City, she texted back. And she said, just an FYI, she has been using her chainsaw, battery-operated chainsaw, to cut up huge piles of smaller limbs and branches. She says it even works on small diameter trees that were knocked down. She said it was the best birthday present ever. So you know that makes a great Christmas gift. So, and it'll fit right into Santa's bag, and you can get it now before it gets too late. And that will be a great gift. I know they'll appreciate it. So what could you be doing in your lawns right now? Well, for your vegetable and fruit gardening, you want to make sure that you're keeping mulch on the bed. And if it's been depleted over the summertime with the heat and the rain, go ahead and reapply it so that you have at least 3 to 4 inches. You want to block that sunlight. That sunlight is what allows the weed seeds to germinate. So you want to make sure that you have 3 to 4 inches of mulch between the plants and the rows so you can conserve water and control the weeds. Also, too, this is the final fall feeding for bananas and pineapples. So our bananas and pineapples both need 2 winters before they produce fruit. So if you did not have fruit last year, this year in the springtime, or next year in the springtime, your plants should start developing fruit. And so they do need to have that extra boost of energy so they have enough nutrition to produce flowers so that you can have fruit. So go ahead and put that down. We had a great interview last week with Maria Batista. She is the new Lake County residential horticultural agent at the Extension Office, University of Florida's Extension. And she gave us some great advice on growing citrus trees and how to select them. And so you can go back and listen to that. But this is a great time of the year to go ahead and add citrus tree to your yard. You can also make sure that you don't cut no need to prune your fruit trees until late January or February. You don't want to cut off those blooms. They're developing, and so no need to do that now. If you would like to have some spring bulbs, northern spring bulbs blooming, you can plant your narcissus and amaryllis bulbs in containers so that they can begin to grow for holiday blooms. Amaryllis do wonderful here in Florida. You don't need to have them in containers. You can pop them right in the ground. And if you'd love to get give some bulbs for Christmas time, Plant Delights Nursery in North Carolina online, plantdelightsnursery.com. It is a great nursery online. They have a lot of Florida plants, but also bulbs that will grow here in Florida that do very well. Their selection of rain lilies is just amazing. It's plantdelights.com, plantdelights.com. Check out their catalog. They have the funniest catalogs. You have to read them. They're just wonderful. Remember, your holiday plants like your calanchos and your Christmas cactuses and your poinsettias, no nighttime light. You also want to make sure that you're keeping your poinsettias moist and your holiday cactuses and calanchos, when they're dry to touch, make sure they get watered. And then if you have your orchids hanging in your trees outside, this is the time of the year to go ahead and check them out. You know, kind of move them slowly indoors so that you can see if they have any ants in them, any spiders, or any kind of bugs in them. You don't want to bring those inside. So we don't have a freeze coming up for the next couple of weeks, but it's a good time to go ahead and rinse out the pots that they're in, soak them so that you can kind of just wash away and drown any of the insects that are in the pots or in the hanging baskets. You'll be surprised what, you know, can find the rooms in those little sphagnum moss bulbs and stuff like that, especially if they're close to the tree trunk. They will get insects in them. And so now's the time to go ahead and start to slowly move them indoors. You can bring them onto your pool patio area or your back patio and make sure you just, you know, wash them, rinse them out, soak them to see that you get rid of all the insects. And you can do that 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We're mentioning some of the bulbs that you can be planting right now. African irises and amaryllis, anemones, bulbine and crinums, daylilies and rain lilies, ranunculuses, society garlic, spider lilies, and narcissus. You want to refrigerate Dutch irises, tulips, and daffodils, hyacinths. If they need the treatment, you want to freeze them for about 10 to 12 weeks, and that'll put them out or blooming right at the time for spring, and you'll love doing that. Right now, grasses that you can be growing, the Lemandra Breeze and Lemandra Lime Tuff and Miscanthus Adagio. We're seeing that the grasses now, the blooms are starting to die off, make great fall color. Keep them going right now. Don't cut off the dead blooms right now. Keep them because birds use it, and they use them for food. They also use them for nesting. And you can keep them right now, and then we'll cut them back in late January, first part of February. Dwarf Akahatchee, white fountain grass, and lemongrass. Your lemongrass should be evergreen all year round, so that shouldn't be an issue. Brown patch disease. So when I'm going around and I'm even driving by yards, I can see where we had some fungal issues from the storms, from the hurricane. Once your lawns get the fungus, there's nothing you can do, all right? So don't stress about it. Just make sure that your grass is drying out, the ground is drying out, that you're not overwatering. Remember, only once a week watering. Stick your finger in the ground. If the ground is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to water. And you want to walk your yards on a regular basis. This is very important. You want to catch a problem in your garden, in your landscape, if it's a new problem, especially if you have landscape maintenance companies that are taking care of your lawn. They don't necessarily look for all the wrong things that are going on in your landscape. They just come mow and blow and they get out of there. They mow, blow, and go. And they're not really looking. True. Yeah, they do. I mean, you get the guy who sells you the contract at the most amount of money. I mean, they're just so knowledgeable. They send the guys that can do 90 miles an hour on the lawnmower to your yard, and they don't have time to stop and look for the problems. So walk your yards on a regular basis. Lizzie, we want to thank everyone who called in today.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys so much, and thank you for entertaining me whenever when I'm talking to you on the phone, because our listeners are hysterically funny, so definitely thank you. So, and thank you, Teresa, for my beautiful little pumpkin decoration fall harvest.
You're welcome. Whenever I see something, I go, oh, Lizzie would like that. And so I just have to bring it to you.
Thank you.
So I love that. We want to thank Randy Schultz with HomeGardenAndHomestead.com for his great Christmas gift list. I know I have some of them this year. I got them. And I can tell you your garden friends and family will love them. So it's a great time to get gardening gifts before everything gets sold out and stuff.
Yes, and I also would like to wish Teresa a happy birthday.
Oh, well, it's not yet, but it's coming up. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Scorpios, yes.
Unite, yes, that's what I say.
Exactly. I appreciate that. I will tell you what I got for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know the conservatories that you pick up by the side of the road that people throw their junk away?
Yes.
I got a conservatory, and Tony has put all new glass in it for me, and I have this wonderful Victorian Downton Abbey-ish type of, it's 5 feet tall, and my plant's in it. I got the glass for it, and I'm just very excited. I'll take pictures and show it to you.
I can't wait.
Wait till you see the pictures of us. Thank you so much. Check us out on Facebook. Like us, please. We would love to hear from you. And then also to never miss an episode, you can sign up and subscribe to iHeartRadio free of charge, no spam, and also my newsletter. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and sign up for my newsletter. December's is coming out. You don't want to miss that year-end newsletter. We do appreciate you very much. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Catch all the podcasts on betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com.